This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. At the last Thursday general meeting, I called for volunteers to carry out two important tasks for AHARS. The first of these was a call for members to organise a JOTA weekend on the 19th to the 21st of October 2018. The event runs from Friday to Sunday evening, but we don't have to use all this time as it can be a one-day event. We have been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing the AHARS notes for the amateur radio newsletter from Christine, who has been doing this task for many years. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to the WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. Now that amateur radio is published six times a year, the deadlines are not as tight as they were for Christine. Thanks for your great effort over many years, Christine. If you are prepared to help out AHARS with these important functions, please send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 10th of August. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 11th of August. The next technical session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 25th of August. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday in the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The guest speaker for the next general meeting on August the 16th will be Wayne, VK5APN, and this will be about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. Still looking further ahead, September the 20th general meeting, we'll learn about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons presented by Colin and Mark. The next members show and tell will be on the 18th of October, so you still have a bit of time to finish off a UFO. Every Monday night at 8pm South Australian local time, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147MHz with a -600kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or catch up with me at the next general meeting or a shack morning. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the Northeast Radio Club. And just a reminder that the Northeast Radio Club membership fees are now due. So if you haven't already paid them, you can still take advantage of the early bird discount by paying on or before the meeting in September. So by all means, take advantage of the early bird discount and pay your Northeast Radio Club fees now. Now, the first meeting for August will be the general meeting on Friday the 10th of August, and it's going to be the info night for the QCX kits that we've got in. And Trevor, VK5ATQ, and Rob, VK5RC, will be giving us all the information about these kits, and they will be concentrating on the 40-metre and 20-metre kits. So come along to the general meeting on Friday the 10th of August. Find all about the QCX kits. And on Friday, the 24th of August, we will be starting the QCX construction. And on that night, you'll need to bring along all your tools and equipment to start working on the PC boards for these little kits. So hope to see you there and sweating over a hot soldering iron. And August has got five Fridays in it. Yes, Friday the 31st of August, I'll have to find us a suitable venue to have a fifth Friday night dinner. So stay tuned and I'll let you know where we're going to go on the fifth Friday. That's all the news we've got for this week, so hope you have a good week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This morning, Sunday the 29th of July at 11 a.m, Project Horus will be launching a small balloon from the Mount Barker High School Oval. This launch is a test flight of the new Horus Binary Telemetry Payload, which uses a new mode of modulation as developed by David Rowe, VK5DGR, and Mark Jessup, VK5QI. This new mode of modulation has a 6 dB better performance than the usual RTTY telemetry. The aim of this launch is to provide another opportunity for listeners to decode this new mode whilst in flight. Like the RTTY telemetry, the Horus binary telemetry can be received using a 70 cm single sideband receiver on 434.640 MHz USB. This will be the only payload on this flight, and we are not intending on recovering the payload, though others are most welcome to chase it. If you are listening to this on Sunday morning, there is still time to set up your equipment before the launch so as to receive the telemetry data stream as transmitted from the payload. Information on how to decode this new telemetry mode is available on the AREG website at www.areg.org.au, along with links to the HabHub balloon tracker, where you can watch and track the flight live. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group and Project Horus.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The Science Alive preparations are just about ready, thanks to John VK5NI. The event begins with setup on 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on 30 the 2nd of August. The event admission hours and dates are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday the 3rd of August, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of August, and the move-out is 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday the 5th of August. Those who are registered to assist the event duration are to coordinate with John VK5NI. We hope to see you there as visitors during the weekend. The next general meeting will be Wednesday, August the 1st. Graham VK5WX will give a short talk on the Parkes Observatory during the evening. Work on the beacons and repeaters is ongoing, subject to weather conditions, further reports as they come to hand. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Best wishes to our candidates sitting their foundation and upgrade exams today. We look forward to hearing you on air soon. Several members of the club will be on air for the RD contest on the 11th and 12th from our club shack at Seaford Meadows. Listen out and give them a shout. Preparations are well in hand for the Lighthouse weekend, and if you would like to join us at Point Malcolm or visit, then let Percy VK5ZKU know via email, secretary@skark.org.au. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our last business meeting saw a departure from normal, inasmuch as Trevor, VK5NC, gave us a presentation called The Experiment. Following the launch of the Russian satellite Sputnik 1 on the 4th of October 1957, quite a few people sat up and took notice. A number of those people were members of the Southeast Radio Group, especially after later versions of these first satellites started transmitting Morse code signals back to Mother Earth. Using a 10-foot dish which was transported on the back of Trevor's Falcon Ute to give the big thing a bit of stability, they set up on a property at Moorak, southwest of Mount Gambier. carting the thing there in this manner nowadays would get you arrested for sure. Trevor had built a screwjack-type mechanism to allow for elevation changes to the dish, and the azimuth tracking was achieved by carefully driving the ute in a wide circle. The team, which comprised Trevor, John, VK5DJ, and Ron, VK5AKJ, were using an ICOM 271 as the IF and a transverter built by Trevor for the 1269 MHz signals. The receiver, which was in Ron's shack some distance away and connected to the setup with a long run of coax, was an ICOM 471 hooked up to Ron's satellite receiving Yagi's. The whole exercise was undertaken to see if they could actually receive the 1 watt signals being sent from the satellite, which was at that time was AO13. They were successful in these endeavours, which just goes to show the experimental socket and see efforts that amateurs in this golden age got up to. Once again, it highlights the experimental nature of amateur radio and the curiosity of us humans when we hear of something new. We have to pull it apart, put it back together again, and work out what makes it tick and why. Well done, fellas. From the slides that Trevor showed on the night, the boys had a great time doing this experiment. Thank you to Trevor for the presentation, which was enjoyed by all present on the night. Next month's business meeting will also conduct our AGM, and so it will be a busy night. It will be interesting to see who is on the management team for the next 12 months. That's my lot for this week, so it's now time for our members to wish you all a great week, and for me to say, 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.